from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
As we start to get fed a steady dose of practice highlights from around the league, we start to wonder how it may impact our fantasy drafts. If you're in season-long redraft, or if you're in redraft leagues, we want to get you prepared to build a championship roster. So we welcome in the best and the brightest minds out there that talk fantasy football. Guys like Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network. And, well, most importantly, Michael, can I call you F? I feel like F should be your nickname. If you're going to join us in the sports bar to avoid any confusion with any other NFL personalities, F to talk some fantasy football here.
Or just F in Florio, maybe.
Either way works for me. Any way that you guys want to call me, as long as we're talking some football, it's cool by me.
Very good. Can you imagine here what it was like in Western New York? And we're going to be doing this all through the year, right? Judging Keon Coleman versus Xavier Worthy. And there's the first clip of training camp that goes viral over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes teeing it up to Xavier Worthy. And I see that and I take it for what it is. It's training camp with shells on. I mean, it's not full pads. It is what it is. But I guess my question is, like, Worthy from a fantasy standpoint, Rice, who's got some off-field issues, maybe it's Hollywood Brown. The target distribution in Kansas City, certainly always a place you want to go to, an offense if you want to try to win your fantasy football league. But how do you navigate who's going to be getting what in the Kansas City offense, Michael?
Yeah, that is going to be one of the biggest questions heading into draft season, and I saw some Chiefs fans being like, thanks Bills for this, and I was like, you guys should be thanking the Bills for Patrick Mahomes, not Xavier Worthy, who hasn't done a single snap yet in the NFL, but I think it's possible that all of them contribute in a pretty big way, but my favorite of the bunch is Marquise Brown, because they're all, at least in early drafts right now, they're all going in the fifth or sixth round. And early drafts seem to get wide receivers pulled up. So even if they fall down a little bit, I do expect all three of them to kind of go around the same range, which means you have to take your pick. And the reason I like Marquise Brown the most is because, one, Rashee Rice, while it's starting to look like he might not face a suspension this year, he's not out of the woodwork yet there. And the Chiefs, I know they're saying they're not going to bring Xavier Worthy along slowly. I'll believe it when I see it, because the Chiefs are the kings at bringing players along slowly, not just rookies. They do it with their running backs. Travis Kelce last year, they did it with him early in the regular season. And then, because they know they're going to make the playoffs, they just want everyone right, and that's their best come then. But for me, I think Marquise Brown, best field stretcher Mahomes has had since Tyreek Hill. I think the Chiefs clearly wanted to emphasize adding more speed and more downfield ability after they had to dink and dunk their way to 2 Super Bowls the last 2 years. So to me, I think just his play style paired with the fact that he's the only guy I feel confident from day one will get 100% of his normal workload. So because of that, he is the one I'm targeting. But it is possible that he or any of these guys could finish as a wide receiver one in fantasy, because Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Mike, I'm not going to contradict what you just said because it all makes terrific sense. I'm looking at somebody else in that offense that I don't feel like anybody really talks about. And you don't have to, I mean, we all have long memories when it comes to Andy Reid and his offenses. I mean, Brian Westbrook was awesome for fantasy football teams when he was coaching the Eagles. Were we sleeping on Isaiah Pacheco? Do you think Pacheco could be one of those kind of like sneaky RB2s with RB1 upside?
I think most people are sleeping on Isaiah Pacheco. I do not fall in that group. In fact, he's going in the fourth round in early drafts right now. And again, I think running backs get pulled up the closer and closer we get to the start of the season. But he is my favorite value as of right now in the early rounds. I have him as a top eight fantasy running back. But most people, yeah, target him as like a borderline RB2, high-end RB1, because I don't think people, at least in my opinion, are realizing just how good Isaiah Pacheco is. Last year when he was getting 60% of the snaps, he averaged over 19 fantasy points per game, plus his target rate doubled in year two. And that, to me, is the big thing. Not only did they use him more in the passing game last year, it was when they used him more in the passing game. Late in the year, in the playoffs, he had 6 targets, I believe, in the Super Bowl. So he, I believe, really earned their trust there late last year. There's no Jerick McKinnon. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the only backup there. Plus, we know we want running backs that are tied to good offenses, that are tied to a lot of scoring opportunities. He brings all of that. We know he is a good runner. I think he's going to post career highs as a runner and as a receiver this year. And outside of the people listening, I hope no one pays attention to this because I want to keep getting him at a discount.
We're talking to Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, and it's funny how things just kind of change so rapidly in this sport here. And something rare is happening, and that is, well, you can't call it a holdout because technically he's there, but for intents and purposes, you're not on the field, and right now you're not going to be taking any snaps or working out until the contract gets done. The Jordan Love situation, how rare is it? The only guy I could come up with as far as the quarterback, Kelly Stauffer, was a holdout. And I don't barely remember the guy, but my question about Jordan Love in this story here, you could say it's going to get done, but the longer this goes on, and we've seen other holdouts and soft tissue injuries, perhaps, like at what point in the timeline does this become a concern, Michael?
If he's still holding out, let's say, once training camp is actually really officially underway and into August, then I will be concerned. We have seen reports. I believe it was Ian Rappaport, and it might have been another reporter. I apologize if I got that one wrong. But I've seen reports tweeted out that the expectation is that come the end of this week, Jordan Love will be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, which might sound crazy to some. It's just the way the quarterback position works. But this is the fall off of the early career kind of, I don't know if you want to say mismanagement or whatever, of Jordan Love, because last year was the only opportunity the Packers were going to get before they had to decide if he was a franchise guy or not. Now, early in the year, it did not look like he was, but clearly as the year went on, he proved that, hey, the franchise is in good hands here. I think they would rather see him do it more than just 1 year, but because of how they handled the situation with when they drafted him and Aaron Rodgers and all that, they don't have a choice. And look, there's not a future Hall of Famer that you use the first round pick sitting behind this guy now. So you have to pay him. I think the Packers know that. I think Jordan Love knows that. And I'm expecting this to get solved sooner than later. It hasn't changed, at least not yet for me, anything of how I'm viewing the Packers and their offense for fantasy purposes.
Michael, it blows my mind. Everything that you just said blows my mind. And we're not talking about a full season. We're talking about essentially 8 games that he looked like a leader of that team. And, you know, I don't fault the guy for wanting to make more than $10.5 million going into this season, but to hear that he could be the highest paid quarterback out of all of the guys that are out there, my God, what does that mean then if you're Dak Prescott in Dallas, if you're Tua down in Miami? How does this all play out, and how do we benefit from it as fantasy players?
It means I think that those guys are going to get paid. If it's not this year, it'll be next year. And, like, the Tua situation is a little different than Dak, in my opinion, because I think Tua is more – look, he's a good quarterback. He can get the ball to his guys. He can put them – get it where he needs to be asked to get it to. But I believe that if Tua left and went anywhere else, his numbers would decline because he benefits from having Hill and Waddle and a genius of a head coach in Mike McDaniel. I will never give that guy enough praise. He is so smart offensively. His only weakness is Sean McVay's defense, I believe. But Dak Prescott, I think, has proven to us that regardless of play caller, coach, who's around him weapon-wise, that he can produce. So that's one that's a little bit more confusing to me, because with Miami, you understand, at least I can understand a little bit, maybe not wanting to pay Tua that much, worried about the concussions from his past and stuff like that. Dak, outside of the lack of playoff success, I don't know what more Dak Prescott has to do to show that he's worthy of getting this contract. And Cowboys fans might say, well, he hasn't won in the playoffs. I could show you a long list of quarterbacks who never won in the playoffs and got paid when their time was to get paid. So the Dak one is a little bit more confusing to me. And my hope is that if they don't sign him, I don't think he'll hold out or anything. Maybe he'll just get that extra little incentive to pad his stats a little bit more, which can't hurt for fantasy.
We're talking to Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network, another consistent place to go for fantasy points. Certainly has been Cincinnati, and you have the owner over the weekend kind of commenting on the contract. It's not even a negotiation, but it doesn't sound like anything's getting done anytime soon with Ja'Marr Chase, and then you have T. Higgins going into a walk year, which you really – don't think that's ideal. But your thoughts here on Joe Burrow as well, because Joe Burrow, by the way, dyeing his hair or bleaching it today, like your thoughts on where Cincinnati is headed, and are we actually closer to the end of the beginning here, for this Bengals offense and their run?
Yeah, Joe Burrow all of a sudden looking like Eminem and Cody Rhodes kind of into one. I don't know what he was thinking with his hair, but my thinking, at least for this year with the Bengals offense, is I expect them to be one of the better units in football. But beyond this year, there's big question marks because, like you said, they have to pay Joe Burrow. And I think he'll get paid. I do believe Burrow is one of the better quarterbacks, one of the best quarterbacks in football. Now, do I think he gets overhyped a little bit when he gets pushed ahead of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson? Yes, I do. I think he is behind those guys, but still a top five quarterback, still one that – you want to pay. The only thing I'm thinking with him is he's coming off of this hand injury that is not common. In fact, he might be one of the only quarterbacks ever to suffer this kind of injury. So I get it if the Bengals are saying, we want you to go out there and prove to us that you're the same guy before we invest our entire future into you. But when it comes to the wide receivers, we've known this since they've drafted Ja'Marr Chase. They will one day have to choose one of these two. And it seems like Chase is going to be the one that they choose to pay, keep him with Joe Burrow. They play college and everything together. T. Higgins on the franchise deal, they went the route of, okay, we're going to draft your replacement a year before you leave. And I think Jermaine Burton was brought in to kind of learn this year, be the wide receiver three, and then next year and beyond be this team's wide receiver two. So long term, as long as Burrow and Chase are there, I think the Bengals are in good hands. But while we're talking about the Bengals, Lou Anarumo, their DC, needs more credit because
yes.
Everyone gives all the credit to Joe Burrow and co. for that Super Bowl run. I think he was the mastermind behind it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Michael F. Florio, Fantasy Football, NFL Network, stopping by the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia as we get you ready for your redraft leagues, and draft season is right around the corner. There is a couple of big-name wide receivers that are seeking new deals as well, and whenever you hear about a player not reporting, as CeeDee Lamb appears to not be reporting to Cowboys training camp, there's that thing in the back of your head that worries about the soft tissue injuries early in the year. Now, Brandon Ayuk is reporting to Niners camp, even though he's requested a trade. The belief, I think, is, and I think we even spoke about this the last time we had you on with us, Mike, is that that Ayuk deal is going to get done at some point, and he'll remain a 49er. But what are you doing with CeeDee Lamb, who I think a lot of people have as wide receiver one, knowing that his time in the preseason might be limited, and does that give you a slight pause in terms of where you draft him in round one?
As of today, in late July, it hasn't. It's we're still talking about this, though, in mid-August when preseason games are underway and we're beyond training camp and he's still not there. That's when I think I'll start to change things. But as of right now, he's still my wide receiver one. I don't see any reason at all why Jerry Jones would not pay this guy. He is one of the best wide receivers in football. Statistically speaking, last year was the best. He has the chance. You have a chance to make him like kind of a cowboy for life. And I, going back a couple of years ago, the thinking was like they let Amari Cooper walk because they know they're going to have to pay and keep CeeDee Lamb. So I still do think they'll get things worked out. This is kind of the time of year where the players have the power to say like, no, I don't want to show up until you pay me and stuff. But that doesn't become a real big issue to me unless we're talking about this still closer and closer to the season. Like when we get into August, middle of August, if it's still going on, I will. But if you're of a different mindset of me, I mean, Tyreek Hill is right there. And Tyreek Hill was better than CeeDee Lamb last year until he got hurt late in the year. So if you want to just pivot and say, I don't want the mess, the headache there, I'll just take Tyreek Hill. I don't think that's the long answer either.
Yeah, we're talking to Michael F. Florio. I know we talked our last conversation last week, Michael, about the Bills, but we're all geeked up. Team is reported, first practice. Danger and I will be out there tomorrow. And look, there are a lot of our listeners that are going to be drafting deep, and there's a lot of people that might want a Buffalo Bill on their roster. When you look at the wide receiver position here, and you've got a lot of names, whether it's MVS, Chase Claypool, you've got KJ Hamler, you got a guy named Justin Shorter. I mean, do any of these names, are they worth a flyer in your opinion, or you just got to wait until later on here in the preseason here? What are your thoughts on the back end here that camp battle for the Bills wide receiver position?
I have been targeting the top three guys in Coleman, Shakir, and Samuel, and Samuel is the one I'm least interested in. Shakir, I think, is the best value, and Coleman has the high ceiling. Outside of that, I haven't drafted a ton of the other guys because there's so many of them competing for such few spots. And I am of the mindset that those other three are at least early, should be the top three. Now, it sounds like maybe Coleman needs to really win that job and stuff. Mac Hollins is the only one that I feel like seems like a lock to make the roster. MVS, I think if he does, he's going to play the same role that he did in Kansas City, which is the cardio king field stretcher, so that you can't load up near the line of scrimmage. But I don't think he's going to become anything more than what like Gabe Davis was. And for fantasy purposes, that was a weekly headache. So it's worth following and keeping an eye on, because look, if any of these guys get an opportunity to be consistently out there on the field with Josh Allen, you want to take note of that for fantasy purposes. But right now, with there being, like you said, so many options for such a small portion of the roster, I need to see who stands out, who has the chemistry with Josh Allen, and even more importantly than that, like who's getting reps with the ones. And if we hear that, hey, MVS or KJ Hamler or Matt Collins is seeing a lot of time with the ones, then I think that player becomes a late-round flyer to throw a dart on. But for right now, I don't know if any of them have really separated themselves from the pack yet.
If we're talking about camp battles at quarterback, give us a rookie quarterback not named Caleb Williams that you would want to stash or play as your QB2 in a super flex league.
Jaden Daniels. I have him ranked higher than Caleb Williams, not for real life purposes, but for fantasy, just because of what he can do with his legs. And think back to that half a year where Lamar Jackson played, or that final 5-6 weeks where Jalen Hurts played, or Kyler Murray's rookie year, or the list, Anthony Richardson in the small sample size we saw him last year. The list goes on. These quarterbacks that can run are useful from day one in fantasy, and most of these guys have finished every year they've ever played as a QB1, at least in points per game, because of what they give you with their legs. It is such a cheat code, and it's why Josh Allen is routinely the QB1 every year, and Jalen Hurts is top two or three, and Lamar's up there, because you not only get all of that pass game production, but 10 rushing yards is equivalent to 25 passing yards, and in most leagues, a rushing touchdown is equivalent to 1.5 passing touchdowns. So those numbers really add up quickly. And Jaden Daniels, his last 2 years in college, ran for over 2,000 yards and 21 rushing touchdowns. So I have him as a QB1 this year. Some people might be surprised. I have him in my top 10, actually. I'm really bullish on him and his ability, but I don't think in most leagues you'll have to pay a top 10 price to get him. I think you could get him as a QB2, which means that he's even more of a value than he should be.
I love how you just called him F. Just slip that right in there, like anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like like if you have a buddy, you just call him by their nickname. And Florio's our buddy, but we don't want to create confusion, so we just call him F.
Yeah, like I or
worse for me.
Yeah, MFF, Michael F. Florio. Michael, as we're kind of gearing up here, tell everybody how they can follow you, where they can get more of your content.
Yeah, NFL fantasy right now. We're starting to gear up, get ready for the season. We have the podcast coming out multiple days a week. Definitely just subscribe there. We have a show called The Cheat Sheet every Thursday on our YouTube channel. And then I'm writing for NFL.com. Fantasy Live is back August 12th on your TV. Set your DVRs. And then I also am doing some fantasy content writing over at rotoballer.com. And I host the show on Sunday afternoons on SiriusXM Fantasy, Rotoballer Radio with myself and Scott Engel.
All right, well, let's try and get something consistent going here in the sports bar with you, Mike, because your insight is valuable, and I have a feeling you're going to help a lot of our listeners win their fantasy championships this season.
I'm looking forward to it.
Michael, thanks so much. Let's do this again. Appreciate your time today.
Likewise.
All right, Michael F. Florio. Fantasy Football Talk from NFL Network and more. Sharing some of his insight here as we get ready for fantasy football draft season. This is the part of the show where I tell Gene Battaglia how in love with Isaiah Pacheco I am as a running back, as a draft target.
Is it that, or is it you're just channeling your inner PJ Glasser? I'd say Pacheco.
Pacheco. Oh, be a lot of fun to have him on my roster all year just to walk around and go, I like Isaiah Pacheco, home.
It's not real fantasy. I guess you could say it's fantasy, a contract-related thing, but the Rams, we did the contract of Matthew Stafford, which, okay, you knew he was going to be the quarterback. Here's the interesting thing. No guaranteed dollars after this season.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to be the next quarterback in L.A.? That's fascinating.
Hmm.
I mean, I would think McVay has a plan there. That's the team, too. Like, maybe that's the next conversation. Like, Puka Nacua, here I am. Oh, damn, I wish I had him. Like, there's got to be somebody that's coming up, whether it's the running back or who's going to be the next kind of guy that pops out of nowhere with the Rams.
Wait, the Rams, I think a lot of people are sleeping on the Rams. The Rams are pretty good for fantasy purposes. Rams are pretty good offense last year. If you had Kyron Williams, if you had Puka Nacua, if you drafted Stafford late, he didn't let you down.
Then we'll all be pulling for Trey White.
Trey White is on the defensive side of the ball. Absolutely. Great stuff from Michael F. Florio. Really appreciate him stopping by. And I'm not being facetious when I say I'd love to get something with him going through the regular season, because I think that guy is not just fantasy, just football.
No, I think it's great. We have somebody on the NFL Network with us on a regular basis, just like we have Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be, we love that relationship with Andy as well.
Yeah, we got to talk with Andy soon. Andy and I were engaging the other day. The day that I forgot to bring coffee, Andy was beside himself. How? How does that happen? How does someone exist by forgetting coffee? How do you forget? One does not merely forget coffee. What's your excuse?
Well, to the outsiders, and those of us in Rochester would understand this, like, you work in any city, within a 2-block radius, there's a Dunkin' Starbucks, blah, blah, blah. Not here in High Falls. Nope. No, sir.
Well, the frugal amongst us would also say, yeah, better just to, you know, pop in a K-cup or brew a pot at home and then take that with you and save yourself.
How do you not did not know there was a K-cup machine down here, though?
That's on me.
That's on you.
That's on me. I mean, I'm still getting used to our new surroundings here, man. This is a new studio for us. We've got a new kind of like blast zone here that we're dealing
you
with.
I mean, fridge down there.
I got a fridge next to me. I look over to my right and I can see the B's studio, which was, you know, this is new. This new
surroundings.
Uncharted territory for us here in the sports bar. Happy hour is next. We got a lot to unpack from our conversation from Matt Perino, who joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to continue to preview Bills training camp, the team in town, reporting to St. John Fisher University today. First practice tomorrow morning. And, of course, we will be live at St. John Fisher University for Buffalo Bills training camp. Thanks to our friends from Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road Webster and aceswim.com. And Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. You can pull up a stool and join us in the sports bar at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.